Proclamation number 4330 of 12th of June, 1948. Spiritual Conversations. Scattering the seed. Every spiritual encouragement, every spiritual enlightenment or stimulation remains in the human brain, even if it does not initially penetrate to the surface if it is not consciously accepted into a thought material through the human being's will. Something spiritual, however, cannot get lost, thus it can rise into consciousness again at any time, and it is always only the human being's will that it constantly remains there. God gives every person the opportunity to receive spiritual thought material. Only the utilization of it is up to him. And therefore the work of a servant on earth is blessed. It corresponds to God's will, who needs people who speak to fellow human beings for him and in his stead. He wants spiritual conversations to take place so that the human being's train of thought is guided into a path which leads to the spiritual kingdom. For the stimulation usually has to come from outside because the human being practices too little love and thus the working of the spirit from within is absent. Therefore people first have to be made aware of the commandment of love, they have to be made aware of the meaning and purpose of earthly life and encouraged to work diligently on their souls. The mission of God's servants on earth is to always and everywhere spread the seed so that it will sprout and bear fruit. Man seldom seeks to hear the divine word of his own accord, although he pauses at times to prepare himself to receive the word of God. But it is far more advisable to give people the opportunity to express themselves and to be instructed through speech and counter-speech. Because then they will be forced to think for themselves and the thought material will stick in them, even if they do not immediately agree with it. But the time will come when it will rise to the surface, the time will come when every word will be remembered, when the human being will draw comfort and hope from it and the seed will now take root, and for the sake of this time work shall be done diligently beforehand. People shall be forcefully made aware of their earthly task and mention shall be made of life after death. People shall at least be taken away from earthly life for a short time and be granted insight into spiritual life, which is why every opportunity shall be used in view of people's great need and the coming time of adversity which will still affect earth for the sake of the human soul. Work and create while it is still day. Bear in mind that night will not be long in coming. Still kindle a little light everywhere, you who want to serve God, and don't be afraid to speak, for it is God's will and therefore you will also always find His support. He will give you strength and grace so that you will also always speak according to His will. And He will bless your work. For the spiritual hardship on earth is exceedingly great. Amen.